Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, into overdrive here. We're going to put up on screen the phone number to the Attorney General and to this prosecutor. Folks want to call him, the Attorney General, and say, investigate this more. Don't just reprimand it, because don't just have a verbal reprimand. You can see on the tape, you can hear what happened. And it just shows how out of touch these people are, that they would want to violate somebody's rights, kick a lawyer off, blackball somebody from working just because they feel like it. It shows an enormous entitlement and babyness. And when I was trying to articulate earlier that how do you stay outraged? I stay too outraged. I think about this stuff all the time. I work all the time. Everybody knows that. But still, I catch myself sometimes seeing something outrageous and not getting upset by it. And I realize the general public's like that all the time. I know our audience is super awake. I'm saying out of the general public out there listening, though, there are people going, oh, what's the big deal? That stuff goes on everywhere. If you've gotten to that point, that's why our country's dying. Final comment for 2 minutes, Chuck Baldwin, and then Tim Baldwin about where this is going.
Yeah, and I think that once we realize that we can make a difference, I think that will impact the way that we act. I think what a lot of people have, the attitude, unfortunately, is that it's hopeless and there's nothing they can do. And they don't realize the power that they have as the citizenry of this country. Whenever we find an injustice and we know what's going on, we need to do everything we can. We may not can do everything, Alex, but we can do what we can.
The globalists aren't going to tell us about all the victories we're having. They're happening all over the place all the time. We are actually having huge victories.
Absolutely we are. And, you know, I'm involved as you are, and we're doing what we can. But everybody out there that's listening can do something. Everybody can pick up a phone and call an AG's office and say, hey, what are you doing trying to sweep this under the rug? Just criminal activity going on in your state under your watch. You're the Attorney General of the state. It's your responsibility to clear this up. We demand that you honor your oath to the Constitution. Anybody can do that. Anybody can call the county attorney's office and say, you cannot get by with this. You cannot use people as manipulated cattle for your own particular purposes. And that's what they're trying to think about. They're trying to put somebody in jail for over 20 years of his life to get back at a lawyer who, because they don't like him because he's a constitutional.
Yeah, these people are not God-fearing.
President of the United States of America. And because of that, your husband's going to go to jail for 20 years because we don't like the attorney that he has. Think about that. This is people's lives we're talking about. We're talking about people's freedom, Alex. That could be you. That could be your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your wife, your kids. If they would do that to this man and his wife, they would do that to anybody else. People mean nothing. They're just using them as an agenda to promote whatever they want to accomplish inside that county. And we cannot allow that to happen. And everybody in this audience that's listening right now has the power to do something.
That's right. I'll put the phone number back up right now. We'll put that up and all. Montana Attorney General's 406-444-2026. 406-444-2026. And then we have the Flathead County Attorney up there as well. I guess, you know, he should just maybe resign. That police officer should resign. I don't know the point of calling them, but just maybe let them know we're aware of what's going on. But thank you so much, Chuck Baldwin, ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Is that the best website?
That's the best website, ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
For folks to visit. We got about 45 seconds. Tim Baldwin, constitutional lawyer, you close it out.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me just tell you, I'm not the first person to encounter these kinds of things in Flathead County. And in fact, I have a lot of support from what's going on. First of all, the attorneys that I work with, Phyllis and Jack Faultman, they've already been fighting these battles 15 years ago with the same prosecutor that we're talking about here, Ed Corrigan. They've had the same battles. I respect them greatly, and that's the reason why we actually joined up, was because we have a similar philosophy of protecting our clients' rights, and it brought us together. But they're not the only ones. There are attorneys throughout this county that have told me personally They know what I'm doing is right. They've experienced things like this before. For some reason, they may not have had the opportunities or have not spoken out as much as I have or Phyllis and Jack Bob.
I hear you. We're out of time. People just got to have the will to fight and take action. And these little battles are the big battle. God bless you all. See you back Sunday.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets.
Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We're going to be talking to Paul Joseph Watson from London, England. He's been following the vote in Scotland that came in at about midnight Central Time last night. Scottish voters choose to stick with the United Kingdom. But now we have a headline at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com with an extremely powerful video that we're going to be rolling in the background of different clips from the news showing huge tables of the ballots where people reportedly were saying that they wanted independence, saying yes, but then it's in the no column. Says it's in the no stack, and then they zoom in on the ballot, stack after stack, and it's marked Yes. 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 And then it cuts from Sky News to other videos that individuals shot showing what appears to be the people running it, filling out piles of no votes and putting them in the yes stacks. And this is on national television, just in the background as the commentators are talking, this is going on. Yes supporters claim video shows Scottish referendum was rigged despite a 10% margin of victory with no campaign in the Scottish referendum. Some supporters of the yes camp for independence are pointing to videos which they claim show evidence of vote rigging. We're going to be breaking this down. Huge news on the stock market front. Massive news on the Ebola front. Sierra Leone to shut down for 3 days and basically order people to stay indoors to stop the viral spread. Well, it gestates for upwards of 22 days before the symptoms manifest. So how is the 3-day shutdown going to stop the viral spread? And they're talking about Sierra Leone and other countries over there ceasing to exist and becoming wastelands. Just road warrior level collapse. That's what happens. Big sophisticated societies are very delicate. The bigger, the more fancy, the more complex, the easier things degenerate. Just on time deliveries. Populations that aren't self-sufficient. And now that Ebola is hitting big African cities, in some cases that have 3-4 million residents, it is causing absolute havoc. And it's clear the media has been covering up just how bad this is. Now the UN says Ebola threatens global peace and security. 8 dead in attack on virus education team in Guyana. The official death toll reaches 2,600. It was well over 3,000 a long time ago, folks. They are really, they're not out there tracking what's happening. No one wants to get near it. Mystery illness is plaguing girls in Colombia, blamed on vaccine, causing fainting and paralysis. I've seen this, let me not exaggerate, in 20 years on air. Let me not exaggerate. Probably 1,000 times. Just this week, we saw London Telegraph, you name it, dozens and dozens dead, 30-plus dead, and that's just what they're tracking and admitting to. So people giving the shots saying that, so that's a whitewash. Usually there'll be like 500 dead, they'll say 36 dead. Or they'll have a flu shot test, this was in Bloomberg a few years ago, where they'll shoot up all the homeless people at a clinic, and they'll say 14 died, and later it turns out it's 40-something. I mean, almost everybody died that took it. And it turned out it was some deadly souped-up weasel flu. Remember that? Remember that? Flu shot kills homeless in Czech Republic was the headline. This week, it was Syria, UN-held area with the rebels, forcibly shooting people up. And you got homeless people in the Czech Republic and Poland. It was both places. There's the London Telegraph in 2008. Homeless people die after bird flu, vaccine trial in Poland. I mean, there's so many of these, I can't even keep track of them. What I'm getting at is, this week, I saw vaccine deaths in Pakistan, in Syria, and now in Colombia. And that's what's in the news there. They go, we take the shots, and the little girls start dying. 2 + 2 = 4. You take the Gardasil shot, blood starts pouring out of every orifice 2 days later, and you get paralyzed for a couple months, and then are in a wheelchair the rest of your life if you're lucky. It killed a bunch of people in the trials. It's 9 years ago. They couldn't roll the drug out. So they had Rick Perry come out, probably a useful idiot at the time. Because they sent somebody unofficially from his office to kind of apologize to me. One of his main people. He's not all bad. He likes you. He wants to help. Whatever, Perry. You never walked it back. I think he did say it was a mistake once. To say, it's the law, take the Gardasil shot, when there was no law. The callers call and they go, I live up here in Kentucky, I had one yesterday. And they're telling us, we got to take the vaccines. They're saying it's the law. And I go, sir, it's not the law, they're lying. There's a waiver that they have to give you. But even the waiver's not law. It's all just buffaloing you. Well, they're going to kick my kids out if I don't take it. And they're saying it's the law. Now, Alex, they're saying it's the law. Are you lying to me? And these people, I've seen this literally hundreds of times. They'll go into the school nurse in Texas or Tennessee or New York. They'll go, I want that waiver. They'll go, there's no waiver. Yes, there is. No, there's not. It's a criminal enterprise everywhere with all these people just trained to lie, trained to engage in massive, sustained, continual fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Google right now and type in vaccine exemption form Kentucky, vaccine exemption form Ohio, vaccine exemption form Nebraska, vaccine exemption form Texas, and it will pop up the state health department with the form that they... All you got to do is fill it out, mail it in, and then show the school you have it if you want to comply. My kids have gone to private school. They bring all this stuff up. I just show them the waiver. Then I show them the code. There is no law. And they go, you're right. I don't vaccinate my kids. Nurses, when I had three kids in the hospital, tried to push it. And later they go, oh, I listen to your show. I don't give my kids it either. I got sick from vaccines here years ago. There it is. Texas Vaccine Exemption Program, vaccineinfo.net. I mean, this is how they play the ignorance game. In this one microcosm of vaccines, if you know this microcosm is a Rosetta Stone, you know everything. Because it shows how ignorance works. Listeners hear me saying this, but the school's lying to them, and the news is saying it's the law, and the governor's saying it's the law. And they believe I'm lying, because if the media and the school are lying, well, my gosh, we have criminals in control. Well, you bet. That's what you got. When somebody is sitting there at the school nurse's office lying to your face about vaccines, I mean, it's in the news again today, mainstream news, that little girls are dead and dying in Colombia right after they get shots, and the parents are blaming it on that. Well, it's like walking outside and it's raining. You blame the rain for getting wet. What a novel idea. Or you go out in the street and a truck runs over you and you wonder why your legs are broken and the cops show up and go, it wasn't the truck that hit you. The wind blew. They just play these mind control games and I'm done playing them. Now joining us from London, England, Paul Joseph Watson, I guess of Scottish descent himself. And I know he's from the north of England, formerly from Sheffield. I know his view was mixed on this, because if you bring in an outside group, and it'll just be new government management, and they may be looted. But obviously the UK is a corrupt system as well, but the UK itself is already under the EU, and from what I've seen from Lord Monckton, which is a pretty powerful argument, the EU, it will be in more control of Scotland now because they're not getting out of the EU deal. So it's almost a vacuum, like a new conqueror. You pull out one group and just insert another. I want to get Paul's view on this and the big news that Scots are saying it was rigged. Paul Joseph Watson, your story's on Infowars.com. First off, what do you make of fraud? What do you think of the election?
Well, there are numerous claims coming out, Alex, in light of this voting which took place yesterday. We know before the election even took place that they were sending out polling cards to children as young as 3 years old. So there were all these people being registered to vote who weren't legally allowed to vote. Then yesterday you had police in Glasgow investigating at least 10 different cases of people who came in to vote and were told that they had already voted. They'd been crossed off the list. So obviously people were coming in to vote twice. So that's confirmed that there was vote fraud that way. Then you've got these videos, as you mentioned, which, again, you know, for the moment, they're just allegations. We don't know exactly what they show. And this is sporadic, as far as we can tell. But, you know, one example, the lady's counting out the vote. She takes cards from the yes pile, puts them in the no pile. Another example, there's a bunch of yes cards, referendum cards, that are stacked on top of the no table, so they may have been counted as no votes.
And by the way, all the body language of these people is very sneaky looking. That's what my kids act like when they're doing something wrong.
And then there's another guy who's apparently filling in referendum cards. They could be something else, but they look like the referendum cards at a polling station, so why is he filling them in? So there are numerous questions swirling around this, nothing concrete. But interesting comments also from Russian election observers, who are obviously not, you know, neutral. We're not claiming them as some authority. But one of Russia's top election observers, whose people were there, came out today and said that, I think the exact quote is, Let me get the exact quote. According to what our observers at the polling offices tell us, there were more yes votes during the vote count. And basically he says that every violation imaginable occurred during the vote count. So that's
I want to break this down when we come back in detail from your article at InfoWars.com. It's been tweeted out at Real Alex Jones and on Watson's Twitter as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are we traveling? So much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Financial news coming up in the next segment after Paul leaves us. Alibaba's IPO to end U.S. dominance in technology sector, experts are saying. Meanwhile, we've got a more detailed story up on InfoWars.com dealing with what exactly is happening with the ultra-rich buying gold bars as the stock market goes to all-time highs. But the Telegraph is also reporting on it. Super-rich to buy Italian job-style gold bars. Economic uncertainties trigger rush to buy 12.5-kilo gold bars worth as much as 300,000 pounds each, or $500,000 or so. Absolutely. Universities, governments, they're all private individuals are just buying gold at record levels. But they artificially use the paper market to hammer it. This has come out even in the New York Times. And just to keep it at the price, well, that's a buying opportunity. Because when all this paper goes down, but I don't even plug gold because the average people won't buy it unless it's racing up. I buy gold when it's going down. So unfortunately, it's been the same for a while. I haven't bought any. But as soon as it dips, I get in there and buy some. And I've built a small amount for my family, a little nest egg, as you could say, a lot of silver as well. Most of my silver I bought at $5, $6, $7. Most of my gold I bought at $300, $350, $400. Never sold any of it. Didn't sell it when it went to $2,000. Didn't sell it when it went down to $1,100. Didn't sell it when it went back up to $1,300. I just, you know. And we're going to cover that. Paul Watson, continuing with you on Scotland. You would think after the British trying to take it over for 500 years and finally getting it the last few hundred and exploiting it to a great extent, the British Empire, not the British people so much, the most exploited under the empire in many respects, most happily exploited, I could also add from my historical research, I really don't buy it that they didn't vote for independence because the polls, most polls are running, what, 5% for. What do you think really happened here?
I think they were set to get the yes vote as of a couple of weeks ago. That was the crucial point where those polls said that the yes campaign was ahead for the first time. Because at that point, the elite in Westminster went into a complete tailspin. They were in an absolute panic. The three major parties aligned. They all went up to Scotland and the propaganda was intense. They corralled the media, the BBC, most of the tabloids around this no campaign. And then you saw the polls again sway backwards. So whether there was voting fraud or not, certainly in sporadic cases it seems that way. Also, these other election observers are saying that the polling slips in places like Edinburgh were just lying around. There was no security whatsoever. They called it last century style voting. So there were obviously some sporadic cases of it, but I think it was that propaganda in the week beforehand where the establishment rallied everything around this no campaign that kind of swung it back for them. But in terms of the long-term general picture, I mean, it's as the New York Times says, it's the crisis of the global elite. From my perspective, they were just voting for a new slave master because, A, Alex Salmond, the leader of the Yes campaign, the SNP party, is basically an outright socialist. He used to be a Maoist. They basically want more welfare. They would have just delivered Scotland even further into the hands of the EU. So it wouldn't really have been a positive change. It probably would have collapsed.
But well, exactly. That's why, at a primitive level, knowing what happened to the Scots, I want them to get free of the UK. But the UK, for all intents and purposes, has 83% of its laws made by the EU that's even more evil. And it just almost didn't even matter.
Right, but, you know, if you look to other places in Europe, like Murdoch said yesterday, it's an anti-establishment groundswell, where there are more alternative options like UKIP, which are not going to lead the country astray to a certain extent. I mean, there are some disturbing noises coming out of UKIP recently and Farage saying we need to give up freedom for security, which is of concern. But, you know, I voted for UKIP, and they seem to be really rabble-rousing in terms of upsetting the establishment. You've got Le Pen in France. There was a recent poll that said if there was a presidential election in France now, I believe the next one is in 2017, that Le Pen would defeat Hollande, who obviously is, again, another socialist who's completely wrecked France's economy. So there's this entire groundswell of separatism as well, the Basque region in Spain, Catalonia, Bavaria in Germany, Denmark, Holland, all these other places where there's a groundswell of anti-establishment separatism. Italy as well, which has been completely screwed over by the EU, by the economic collapse. And of course, it's driven by these massive high unemployment rates and this discord with the establishment, with the elite. So in terms of the general trend, even though the Yes campaign lost, I think the outlook is positive in terms of this separatist move to get power base more locally so people can have a greater impact.
I want to come back and go over your article a little bit more. Top story on Infowars.com, Russian election observers, Westminster rigged Scottish independence vote. with Paul Joseph Watson. Then I'm going to shift gears into the economic news, Putin news with their own internet kill switch. I mean, if Obama's got one, I guess Putin needs one. And a lot more coming up. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Three times in the last week. Just think about this. It's been in mainstream news that UN-associated vaccine programs are killing children from Pakistan to Syria to Colombia. I've got all this news, but I was just here looking at this French news agency headline, Mystery Illness Plagues Girls in Colombia. And then it links right in with saying the parents say it's after a vaccine program. And they collapse and they start having convulsions. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. What was the headline just Monday? Vaccine deaths in Syria. I mean, it's just crazy. Then they go, safe and effective, safe and effective. No adverse reactions in the vaccine program here in the U.S. We're just good about when our kids have convulsions and blood comes out their nose or whatever and they never talk again. And the doctor just tells us they don't know why. And then Or maybe they call the cops on you and say, you know, you beat your kid. Then they get somebody else they can throw in the system. I mean, here in America, we put up with this. They have banned Gardasil in European countries, in Japan, in India, within a year of it being introduced 8 years ago. But here in America, oh, they're banning GMO, and they're pulling it out of the McDonald's food in South Africa, but not here. They're banning it all over the world, but not here. Not here. And that's why we lead the pack in obesity and neurological disorders and so much more. And I'm not being negative. The good news is we know what's going on. You don't want to walk around out in the field or the desert in the middle of the night. You'll step in a hole and break your leg. I've always used that analogy. And then I was out in Big Bend, wanted to cut across the parking lot to get back to the lodge. And my friend said, there might be snakes out there. And I go, it looks pretty flat. And I'm walking along in some scrub brush and stepped right into a 3-foot hole and blew out half of my Achilles and may have to have surgery 8 months ago, 7 months ago. I got a pimp walk, though, now. Literally. And what if there had been floodlights? I'd have seen that hole. Must have been an old telephone pole or light or something. It was a pretty big, perfectly round hole right there in the dark in grass, just ought to fill that thing. But that's what I'm here doing, is trying to put light on things so we can see all these holes so we don't step in them and break our ankle or break our foot or break our Achilles or walk into an old well. They're supposed to fill old wells or put grates over them. People die all the time out at night, walk around a field, fall in a well. My dad was playing around one when he was a kid and fell in it. It's only like 20 feet he climbed out. But this is what we're dealing with. And so I can't just emotionally say, I'm for Scottish independence. I have to go back and say, well, there's other tyranny that's going to come in, and these are socialists that are running this, so it may just be a deal to loot Scotland even faster than the UK would. But it's all tentacles, the same monster. And the tentacles kind of compete with each other when they're shooting out there, grabbing things, but whatever they grab still goes in the same mouth. And so you'll have them fighting with each other over a piece of something. There's a competition to the New World Order's criminal activities. I want to get some final words on this from Paul Watson, then we're going to shift gears into other news. Paul, go back into your article because you got cut off earlier about what the Russians are saying and any other points that are important about this historic no vote on leaving Her Britannic Majesty's Kingdom. And we have the image up there that Kurt Nimmo put together of the Queen of England and a famous quote by Cecil Rhodes that's public. Why should we not form a secret society with but one object, the furtherance of the British Empire and the bringing of the whole world under British rule? And that's the guy that set up Oppenheimer, De Beers, and set up the Council on Foreign Relations and publicly wrote multiple books that I personally read that you can buy that are available at libraries describing the entire world government plan, the 10 kingdoms, the 3 super regions, the eugenics-based program around it. It's incredible information. Infowars.com right now. Going back to Paul Watson, final comments.
Yeah, there are several remarks made by these Russian election observers. One's reported in Newsweek. That was the one who said the ballots were basically lying around, no security whatsoever. Then there's Georgi Fyodorov, who told RIA Novosti, and he's part of one of Russia's top election observer groups. And again, we're not pretending that they're neutral, but it's still interesting to hear what they had to say about the referendum vote. And he said, quote, according to what our observers at the polling officer tell us, there were more yes votes during the vote count. He also said, Scotland found itself under immense pressure. Those on the UK side campaigning for a no vote resorted to every violation imaginable. And his comments are backed up by Igor Morozov, who also pointed to the intense propaganda campaign on behalf of Westminster that preceded the vote in the week before and definitely said that that had an impact. So, you know, so far there are these sporadic cases of vote fraud that were allegedly caught on video. We've got those in the article as well. So we'll continue to watch it. I mean, we know the police are investigating cases of vote fraud in Glasgow And there were ballots sent out to three-year-old children weeks before the vote took place. So they're obviously illegal ballots being submitted as votes. So we'll continue to track it, but definitely a lot of questions being asked at the moment.
Paul, what else are you keeping your eyes on? We've seen this Alibaba IPO come out threatening, quote, U.S. dominance of tech stocks. The whole establishment world has always planned to suck the West dry and then leverage that into investments to dominate Asia, particularly China. But China is also teetering on collapse because of the inequities and the corruption, not inequities that communism didn't deliver. It delivered total tyranny. But the new inequities that they allow a superclass to engage in free market activity while keeping a giant underclass as slaves, thousands of riots per month in China. But it shows the globalist worldview of, like, locust eating us to the bone, or piranha, and then moving on to the next phase.
Yeah, but I think there's a definite split that took place. In fact, a couple of months ago, you had one of the top people out of these elite organizations, I forget which one it was, but he basically said that, I think it was the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, who said, Russia is no longer part of the New World Order. They have betrayed us. And now you see they're setting up this anti-IMF dollar system, anti-dollar system. They're setting up their own internet with China and Brazil. And basically the BRICS nations are building this multipolar alternative world system, which is a direct threat to the unipolar New World Order that's being built by the US, the EU, and NATO. So I definitely see a split. I mean, you had a top Chinese PLA professor come out earlier this week and say that they're preparing for a world war. They know where this is heading, that they're going to get ready in terms of sea battles and territory battles. So China is preparing for a world war. We know Russia recently revised its military doctrine to treat NATO as an enemy, to authorize a preemptive nuclear strike on NATO countries. So it definitely seems like there's been a split over the past couple of years, of course, centering around Ukraine. So it definitely seems to have changed in that way. And then in terms of the grassroots stuff, of course, you had Brzezinski saying there's a global political awakening. So change and revolt is in the air, but they're trying to steer it towards their own ends. We saw they hijacked the Arab Spring. Obviously, in the case of Scottish independence, that wasn't a purely freedom-orientated movement. It was driven largely by the socialist SNP. So revolt is coming, change is coming. It's just who drives it, who diverts it, who gets control of the reins.
And then we have Newt Gingrich and others saying that the American people are really mad at the government. The establishment better do something. This is as he and others push the same agenda. Look at John Boehner with Obama funding Obamacare yesterday. They didn't repeal anything. They didn't even repeal the most horrible parts of it because the special interest wrote it. And now the elite are realizing, though, that this is going to be a horrible world we're going to live in, that they're destroying the golden goose. The mid-level and even some of the high-level people aren't really bad. They're just greedy mercenaries. And now they're understanding, whoa, this is really an anti-human, exterminist, really wicked, dark program that is coming in. And it's not going to be good for your grandkids. It's not going to be good for you. People 30, 40 years ago said the New World Order will be really bad for your grandkids. Well, 30, 40 years later, people that were 20, 30, 40 years old then have grandkids. And so now it's here. This is the beginning of the season of woe. This is the beginning of the seasons of crises after crises. As the carrying limit of the planet is reached, not because we didn't have a higher carrying limit, but because they artificially cut stuff off, stifled new development and innovation, and are going to try to use the global crisis of the carrying limit being reached to pose as saviors to try to stop the collapse when they are actually orchestrating it and riding this dragon, riding this beast. It is a hellish dark logic they're using, and we've all got front row seats to it. And, folks, we don't want to just have front row seats. We want to get in the arena. And that's where you'll get battle-tested in politics, battle-tested in business, battle-tested in life. That's where you'll learn how everything works. And the whole system is built to arrest your development, keep you in a childlike state. That's why people used to send their kids to apprentice when they were 7 years old. They called it child labor. It had some evils to it. Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to continue breaking this down. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just on the economic front, I mean, they're obviously preparing this bubble to inflate it even bigger, to pop it and collapse it, and we're going to see more riots. I mean, for months before Ferguson, I was on here, you were on saying that riots were coming. That took place. They're only going to get bigger. And they're making the bubble, they're inflating it to such an extent, you know, I know people in the UK who needed mortgages for £300,000 and the banks were offering them £600,000, just saying, here, take it, take it. So they're inflating that bubble even more now.
Oh, the inflation is hitting everywhere. Things are getting so expensive. And then what happens when the welfare check comes, but it doesn't buy anything anymore, and they're increasing the welfare checks by 3% a year? They'd have to be increasing them by 10-15% a year to even let people get what they had before. That's why the discontent will increase. And people say, hey, make those lazy people work. Well, they took the jobs away. They brainwashed them and incentivized being lazy. They don't know how. Then you've got working poor paying the tickets, paying the fines, paying the fees, paying the doctors, paying the tuition. They don't have the money. They're breaking down. They're having heart attacks. They scream at their wife. The wife calls the cops. Now they're in jail. Just everything is designed to destroy predatorily and drive us over the edge of a cliff. Paul Watson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alex.
And again, Paul Watson also does news reports for the InfoWars Nightly News. You can see every weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, at PrisonPlanet.tv. Speaking of PrisonPlanet.tv, now is the time to become a member. It's been around, I don't know, 12, 13, 14 years now. Been around since 2000, I guess 14 years. And I've been around on air for almost 20. And it's got some of the very first stuff I ever did that's nowhere even on the web but PrisonPlanet.tv. It's got my book in e-version, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, New World Order. It's got the nightly news, special reports on the road. It's just got everything, all the films in HD. 11 people can use your membership. Just give them your username. 11 people can use your membership. It's $5.95. Share it with friends and family. If you are a member and haven't done that, become one today. Now, before I go any further, I'm going to take my noontime dose of Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth crystal form iodine that literally no one else has, and that's why it's so different than the other iodines that are out there. And I'm also going to mix, as I do daily, usually just three times a day, I forgot this morning, my super male vitality, so I'm going to take two droppers of that, concentrated super herbs and plant extracts that are cold-pressed, organic, and concentrated, supercharging, designed to help your glands release the hormones you're supposed to have, basically blocking, from what Dr. Group breaks down, all the estrogen mimickers and endocrine disruptors that are in the food and water and in this industrial society, many of them on purpose. So, again, what I do is I do that. I have the secret sauce that's not available yet for listeners, but as soon as it comes out, it may be this year, I'm not sure, we will have the secret sauce for everybody that gives me so much natural energy with zero side effects, sometimes too much energy. And I'm going to take my daily dose of this. I'll give you a little secret. People normally inject this because it's not able to be absorbed. But this stuff that's coming out has a similar effect to injecting it, but by drinking it. We're just busy getting all the trademarking and patent pending and on it before it's released. There's nothing like releasing super high-quality products to fund your own operation and to not be funded by taxpayer money like NPR or MSNBC. Oh, yeah, MSNBC is taxpayer-funded as well. And why do you think? It's literally government propaganda. Turn your guns in. Families are bad. World government's good. Men are evil. Fathers are bad. Everyone's racist but Obama. Turn your guns in. Turn your guns in. We love you. We love you. You didn't build your business. Alex Jones is a terrorist. No, I'm not. I'm just somebody that wants prosperity and to be normal. You people are a bunch of psychopathic, knuckle-dragging control freaks that want to bring the whole world down as you get off on it. You want to be able to engage in all your crime and stalk people and mess with them and play games. You know what? You know how much more energy I get when people are messing with me? I love it. It's kind of sick. But, I mean, that's what it's all about. That's why Thomas Jefferson called it the animating contest of liberty. Because that's when you're animated, is when you're on the field. I love sports. I love playing them. And life is a big, giant war, a big, giant game. And it's about playing by the rules, being a good person, but knowing how the dark side operates. You don't even use their own tricks on them. You just know how to do things that they then fall in the hole that they've dug for you. So, again, if you want to get super male vitality, super female vitality, you want to get Survival Shield X2 or the regular Survival Shield that's better for kids. It's a lot weaker. Not even so much weaker, just more palatable. People say, man, you take iodine, it must taste horrible. No. That's because it's with alcohol and it binds with it and it's not true nascent from what we believe. This is crystal form from 7 to 12,000 feet, tens of millions of years old, and it's just absolutely pure. Again, the stuff, that the special process that they end up putting into the palm oil, the organic palm oil, is a purple gas. Purple gas. This stuff would eat through the floor like alien blood if you drop it on the floor, and it's not in glass or porcelain. You say, man, why do I want to take that? Because it goes into your body, and your body loves it, and it just grabs all the bad stuff. This is what your body operates off of, and it's why they bomb bad halogens in the food and water to try to block it. They literally bomb it because they don't want you to have this. And look, any iodine is better than it. I mean, if you don't have the money for X2, it's very inexpensive, go get the sea salts that are known to have iodine, and that's something. And that'll change your life. But this is amazing. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsLife.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media operations.
But the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. I'll be back live in studio. this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am your host, Alex Jones. And there's just tons of breaking news every few minutes being posted to Infowars.com. A lot of it original video, a lot of it original articles, original intel. To PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com are two main sites. Again, the nightly news site is PrisonPlanet.tv. InfowarsStore.com is the big funding mechanism with high-quality made-in-America, liberty-based apparel, and other great products, water filters, non-GMO, non-hybrid seeds at very low prices, very high-quality, very inexpensive dash cams branded to Infowars to protect yourself and be citizen journalist. When you're out in your car and about, literally over 1,000 high-quality products, shortwave radios, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. When you go to InfoWarsLife.com or you go to MadeIn1776.com, it takes you to subsections of InfoWarsStore.com to find different proprietary areas of the shopping cart. Just wanted to throw that out there. Okay, let's get into the latest on ISIS. I predicted this wasn't hard to do because I've seen him do this before. Obama, under public pressure, knowing Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and others through the West and NATO, armed ISIS to take over a bunch of areas. They've been arming them for Libya, Syria, Iraq. They tried to have basically the Muslim Brotherhood, same group, Sunnis, take over Egypt. And just do horrible things. So it just shows you who runs our government, the type of stuff they want to do. This is... in the news today, Obama to micromanage war against ISIS military. The military can't attack until he signs off on every strike because it worked so well in Vietnam. Well, again, in Vietnam, they didn't want him bombing the north because they wanted to keep the war going for war profits. And Armin Hammer and Al Gore's father were on record owning factories in Russia, making the weapons to then be sent in. They couldn't even attack or torpedo the ships in the north that were bringing the weapons in to Hanoi. Same deal. In 2001, they wouldn't let them attack the real Taliban and Al-Qaeda in Kabul and other areas. They would only let them attack the 14-year-old conscripts on average out in ditches. So our troops were killing real people, but they were literally simulants. Now, once there was an occupation, the locals started fighting back. Then you just call them a Connie network. Those are just people that want control of the opium. Now you're fighting the local Afghan mafia that wants the smack money. So our troops fought real people. My cousins killed them. Biggs has killed them. It's a real war. You understand? But it's staged in that they weren't allowed to take out the leadership. Same deal here. I've watched so much gun pod footage and missile footage. I mean, I know when they want to give you crisp footage, you can see, with people crawling around on the ground, bleeding, bodies flying around. You look at these blurred out photos they're sitting in the video. It'll be like a Toyota truck with nobody around it, empty. Or two pieces of artillery sitting there, and boom! No, if you saw real footage, it'd be a road with a column coming up it, and jets coming in and dropping JDAMs, and the whole column just blowing up. That's what you'd be seeing. You'd be seeing the day they poured in out of Iraq, tens of thousands of them, out of Syria, you'd have seen Highway of Death and those columns of Toyota trucks blown to bits. So, Obama to micromanage war against ISIS, military can't attack until he signs off on every strike. Well, you don't want him to bomb the Al-Qaeda folks that McCain's been meeting with. France makes first airstrike on Islamic State in Iraq. Other operations will follow in coming days, says Hollande. Give me a break. Rand Paul on ISIS. Intervention created the chaos. Good job, Rand Paul, pointing out that it all got started by our government. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.